You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
And he is here, Christopher DeSimone. Good morning, sir. Safe at the plate.
Wow, I'm like Jerry in the Kenny Rogers chicken episode. I'm on no sleep. No sleep, Kramer. No sleep. My rods and cones. Good morning, Wakeys. Welcome to Wake Up Tucson. It's the morning after the John Anderson show last night.
All right.
I went to bed at 12:50-something this morning.
Aye, aye, aye.
And then I decided to play hooky on the back end and woke up at 4:20.
Oh, good. That's
for
a good
my
thing.
Marijuana brothers and sisters out there. Not that any of you stoners are up at 4:20, other 4:20 in the morning. There's Jimmy B, grooving it. Love it. I went to the John Anderson show with Slavin last night. Literally had about, I'm on 3 hours and about 38 minutes of sleep right now. So it's going to be, you think it's off the rails when I'm, quote, coherent.
Be a sporty day.
Is that your Far Side calendar?
Yes, sir.
Love it. Yeah. We have the best, that's like one of the best Tara Day ones that.
I haven't seen them in years, Chris. Decades, maybe. And then all of a sudden, I saw them, I think at Costco last year somewhere, and I'm like, hey.
In the words of the great Frank Costanza, I'm back, baby.
Yes. I know he's not right. I mean, they're all old, but I don't care.
Thank God for the coffee this morning. We got Mary. I'm drinking out of my Mary Murphy for town council cup.
All right.
You notice when you give me a cup for your campaign, you win. Unlike, I didn't get a Wadsack cup. That's what how's that for a nightmare? Can I drink out a Wadsack cup? This is good coffee. Thank you, Matt. Show was amazing last night. John, at 79 years old, can still belt it out. And he's not with Yes. He's, you know, the magic of the interweb and YouTube, right? All these musicians are playing these bands' music. They're called the Band Geeks. They added Joyzy, and they're damn good. The guitarist guy was amazing. He covered every, and with his own flair, he could go note for note with a young Steve Howe, one way or the other. And I've seen videos of the Steve Howe Yes, which is a little older and slower, and these guys kick their butts right now.
Well, so. That's the thing. You know, we want to see the bands we like perform. But this thing called time happened.
It's true.
Right? And a lot of this music that we like is 30, 40, 50
you are correct.
Plus years old.
Yep.
And so that's what you get.
These guys, guitarist and bassist, were excellent. Excellent. Two keyboardists to replace a Rick Wakeman, basically. And the drummer was very good. He wasn't a Bill Bruford level, but who is? He did a very nice job. We had great seats. I was literally Zalisco, Danny got us the tickets, and I was literally at Celebrity Theater, which is in and around up in Phoenix, five rows away from John Anderson, dead on center.
Man.
Literally, him and I just sang to each other for 2 hours and 20 minutes last night.
There you go.
That's why my voice is a little Deborah Winger today, but we'll be fine. Schweikert 7. Tom Carlson,
so not only are the artists that made the music 50 years old, those of us who listen to the music are 50 years older as well.
Yep. And
we can't do the 20-year-old stay out till 2 in the morning. And then
don't get me wrong. At a Yes show in my early 50s, that puts me as one of the youngest people at the concert last night. You know, people saying, hey, youngin', can you move over? I gotta shake my booty around about. So I took Slavin to Richardson's for dinner last night.
This was the garlic?
The roasted garlic? I inquired about the garlic.
Inquired about the roasted
garlic. Garlic is seasonal, and it starts next month.
Okay.
This is the elephant garlic, slow roasted with cheese melted on it and popped under the broiler for maximum love. And then you get your butter knife and spread it on a toast point. Mm-hmm. It's a damn winner. I got my.
This is the sound of Matt marking his calendar for September.
I got the carne adobada, which is my go-to there, which is literally... So I've had carne adobada in a place called New Mexico. And when I have it in New Mexico, I always say, oh, this is nice. But it's not Richardson's. Richardson's carne adobada on 12th and Glendale kicks the hell out of everything I've ever eaten in New Mexico.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Because usually... So to do a carne adobada, chunks of pork... Right, pork shoulder, and you could, if you care, you're going to give it a little bit of browning of the meat, and then you it goes for a slow simmer in a red chili sauce, and it's good, it's very good, but what Richardson's does is they smoke the pork first, then they finish it in the red chili sauce.
Oh my,
it's unfair.
Unfair advantage.
I think I've told this story, but me and Mrs. D go do the Christmas in Santa Fe thing several years ago. It was the weekend between Christmas and New Year's. It's snowy. I mean, and of course, Santa Fe knows how to do Christmas right. Right? I mean, everyone participates in being festive as hell in Santa Fe. They get it. As a community, they get it. And we were doing the little road up between the back road between Taos and Santa Fe. And we went to the Chamayo Mission, which was beautiful for Christmas. And so, again, we hit all the aesthetics. But I was also the Rancho Chamayo Inn that's there. I have a cookbook. I got it at the Oro Valley Book 7. Oh, this is kind of cool. And I've cooked things out of it. And it's really good history, kind of a history book/recipe book. And then that's when I first go, oh, what's this carne adobada thing? This is interesting, right? So we're cold. We go there for like a late breakfast after doing the whole mission. And big fireplace, big log. I mean, it's like Christmas music. We got some piping hot cups of coffee. And I got carne adobada with two over easy eggs on top. I've been dreaming about this carne adobada for months. And it was good.
They're big on the eggs over easy on top of everything.
That's true.
Yeah, I think if you order over easy eggs, they ask if you want over easy eggs over them.
I think that's correct. And when my beautiful wife looked at me and she goes, is it okay? You don't look like... I go, it's not Richardson's. That's how good the Richardson's carne adobada is. Dave had the chili relleno, and with the... He had the pork in it from that I had. It was stuffed in the chili relleno and a carne asada kind of one. And then they have a thing that's called the green chili potato.
Oh, boy, that sounds good.
So what they do is they take a big poblano pepper and they roast it so it's got the char on it. Then they hit it. They fill it with a red chili mashed potato got some cheese in it. And they pipe it in there. And then they actually do a little bit of a design on it to make it look like a corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pop it under the broiler.
Sounds almost like a reverse Papa Relleno.
It was awesome.
With the potato on the inside.
So, yeah, it's called Richardson's, 12th and Glendale, just off the 51. I've been going there for 20 years. Winner, winner, carne adobada dinner, as we like to say. So, let's go to break. We got to get to this story of there's a freelance reporter for Rolling Stone New Republic that has been snooping around a story that, of course, is one of those stories where Tim Steller would say they're too expensive and too much work to do. But it ties in perfectly with all the hard work Joanne had been doing on Pima County stinks at monitoring subrecipients on all that taxpayer dollars. And this reporter for the New Republic, I'll go through it. I actually, when I was half bleary-eyed this morning drinking coffee, I actually put it in a dock. Let me do a Yenser. I docked it and highlighted it. Good. So.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
We'll go through that before it's over. So we'll do a little bit of a rundown. I decided we're going to do an all Elvis Thursday on the tunes today after I tortured you with John Anderson. But that, you know, that was for me and Dave because we were going to see John Anderson last night. So let's start off with a little bossa nova. I took a bunch off of that the ultimate Elvis party album that has some remixes and fun things to it. But let's do a little bossa nova to get started in our day. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.
Is this? No. This is like 6 minutes after seven on steroids.
I'm playing tricks on myself after being on 3 hours of sleep of doing.
Boy, that
show.
First hour was quick, wasn't it, Chris?
It is I, the G-Man.
Come on, you are fake news.
Oh man, we'll get to that Pima County story and the New Republic that hit overnight very soon. Let's do a quick rundown here. If you're a Trump lover, do not read the front page of the New Republic. You'll be very angry. Every story,
wow.
That's like, you could name a Trump beats up kittens.
Right.
Trump has sex with 23 hookers.
Yikes.
They got it all. Yikes.
Continuing Trump coverage.
Oh, I hate to do this to our poor friend Bunker. Mark's on in third hour today doing actresses, top 10 actresses, because he's not going to be here a week from Friday because he's going up to do squirrel rehabilitation up in the mountains. So
squirrel rehabilitation.
Yeah, he's going to work with hurt squirrels and,
okay,
you know, put bandages around their paws. It's pretty cool.
I thought it was rehabbing after anger management issues for squirrels, that kind of rehab.
Well, not right now, but it's coming. It's coming. All right, rundown today. Walgreens shutters 700 stores. Inflation is not real. Not real. Recycle your pizza boxes. This is the city of Tucson at its best. Not one thing about... Now, it's funny, one of our listeners, Deb, went to Sprouts to go shopping.
The Sprouts?
The Sprouts.
At Swan and Speedway.
There are no other Sprouts. Oracle and McGee Sprouts is like so depressed because no one cares anymore about that one. Everything is Swan and Speedway Sprouts, where the shooting is. So she says, I was at Sprouts today, and... the pink paint indicating bullet casings, she said, was up to 290. And I'm like, so I asked her to, she doesn't know if this was updated or reported. So I'm asking her if she actually counted the spots where
right.
The bullet casings were.
Right.
So I'm still going to call it 200 until she tells me she counted them.
Well, and the other...
So
the other thing, Christopher,
Dad.
Is...
Yes, my friend.
It is. I'm pointing to where a watch would have been on my wrist.
Was it
is Thursday. The shootout was at 2:40 in the, or 3:40, whatever, 3 in the morning on...
3 or 40.
3 in the morning on Sunday.
Okay, Monday.
Witnesses, Tuesday. 200 rounds fired.
Yep.
And police nearby. No arrests. No follow-up story. No nothing.
Well, that's the best part, right? Is neither Chadster or the mayor or anybody. Let's say you live in the neighborhood and you're kind of scared that there may be more bullets after the first 200.
Right.
Well, where are these guys? Are you? So they're basically saying they have no idea.
Where are suspects? Show me suspects.
Right. There's no security cameras that picked up anyone's face. Anybody? Bueller? Bueller. Now, Channel 9 got the hookah guy out. He's interviewed.
Really?
The hookah guy is interviewed. We got a hookah interview before this is over. And she had to bring Heidi Alaga to translate for him a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So, we got that going for us. This horrible Zaria Moreno... domestic violence incident and death and all of this stuff. And then we're talking about, we're having low bail discussion again.
Yep.
Right? We got low bail discussion.
And the courts won't answer any questions on, like, why.
Correct.
So they've gone into lockdown.
So we got that. We have, Conover comes out with a statement about crime in Tucson. And wait till I tell you about her solution. It's, we are so effed effed. That's all I can tell you. I know it's not. I'm just telling you. We have a great line from a NIMBY out by La Mariposa at the Agua Caliente and Tankerverde. It's one of my favorite NIMBY lines, I think, of at least the last so many years. There's going to be a recount of the Marana Town Council between Roxanne Ziegler and Melissa Zuppi, separated by 14 votes. So that is...
So if you think your vote doesn't count, it does.
You are correct. Goldwater, Matthew Beinberg, who's been on the show many times, has a report on how much money the state saved because of ESAs. Because, of course, it's supposedly draining the... According to the Democrats who hate the academic freedom and would like you to keep going to empty schools with crappy teachers... they've been, of course, saying that it's draining the coffers of the budget, right? So, Beinberg hits back. Arizona Supreme Court okays the wording on the abortion ballot measure, and this is the one that the people in the world that really want to kill a 8.5-month-old are pissed. So, one of our police officers, it's not CSI in an hour. We have a lot of evidence to process. We can't tell the public everything. So we're not saying you need to tell the public anything in relation to specifics or thing, but it just looks like you got nothing, right? There's not even a grainy picture of a couple of jackasses on a camera.
Okay. And I do believe that. I believe that, you know, they eventually found the guys, not eventually, but I mean in due time, they found the guys that did the Fifth Street shootout. I get it. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
And I think they will find these folks. Where's somebody asking this city council what in the heck is going on here? This is the second big shootout, like 100-round level shootout in what, the other one was in April? May, June? August in 4 months.
So either it's a combination of they're so overwhelmed by the immensity of it, right, that they really have nothing to say to it, or if they do comment on it, it's a part, maybe in their ego, it's a partial admission that they've been screwing this place up, especially when it comes to police. Again, here's the magic question I'd like to know, if any of my police officer friends are listening, is how many police officers were on duty in the city at 2:45 on Sunday morning?
Yeah, and just to be crystal clear, I do believe that they're going to make lots of arrests in this thing. I believe they will catch the perpetrators. It's just the lack of the cities jumping in and saying, we got a problem here.
Again, they're commuting to me about pizza boxes and not about huge gun battles.
Point well taken.
Right. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I just looked at it again. There's nothing about pizza boxes in it. It's very weird. All right. Elvis Thursday. All day Elvis coming up. I got to get into this story in the New Republic about Pima County and their lack of subrecipient monitoring. Who knows? I'm going to say that so often. Coming off a 3 hours sleep after a John Anderson concert. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice.
Kind of partial to Wanda Jackson's version of this one.
Well, it's not Wanda Jackson Day, sad to say. And me and the King forgive you for such transgressions of saying that. 790-2040 is the phone number. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Can't wait to see a bunch of you on 170-plus of you Saturday night for our big honor flight party. Before this show's over, I'm going to give you another rundown of all the amazing things you can win. Cash credit. Check to for prizes, cash or credit at the door. So it took this New Republic Rolling Stone writer to scoop, for I don't even know where this person's from originally, to scoop all the press in Arizona, in Tucson. Ninsel, Dylan, Blake, Balake, Morlock, of course, let's see, Ninsel, Timmy, Arizona Luminaria guys and girls, Caitlin Schmidt and Teddy Pendergrass. It took this person out of nowhere to scoop all of you. Also, sometimes you're scooped by the Arizona Republic. Yes, the evil places. And that evil place up in Phoenix that you're such a irrelevant newspaper at the Arizona Daily Star, they're printing your newspaper for you. But that's another story. The local town paper printed in Glendale. Love that. It's like having a Tucson radio show, but you're supposedly, you live in Phoenix and do it out of Phoenix. That's weird. I've never heard of such a thing. I know. So I got to get to this story. So New Republic article. Let me give you a name. Now, the New Republic is huge lefty. This is from Gabriel Schiavone. Gabriel has more complicated pronouns. It's like the it's more complicated than the periodic table of elements. It's like that that Seinfeld thing. The guy's name looked like the periodic symbol for boron. You know what I mean? But let's get to this story. Shady laundry deal scandalizes major migrant shelter in Arizona. So pronoun reporter comes out of nowhere, scoops everyone in Tucson. Okay. And part of it is that they hand you, what does Mark Evans hand you when it comes to these stories? And then do you push on what?
Yeah.
Mark Evans throws at you. So when Mark Evans hands you a actual lump of crap, most of these people are going, oh, that's great. Thanks. Now let's go through this and then we'll take it to the reactions of Lesher that we've seen on this story, right? Diego Pena Lopez, then executive, this is earlier this year, of the one of the state's largest shelter operators, was among the leading voices warning in local and national media about the dire local consequences of the budget fight in Washington. So, they passed the $1 trillion funding bill to fund the government, which staved off this. Remember the street release crisis. And I say, my take was, let's release them all. I want like the bulls in Pamplona just running past the Board of Supes. Right? I just put them in Presidio Plaza. They can see them every day out their windows. The blinders that Rahina wears in the back of her navigator when she's driven by the police, she's actually going to have to wear them in the office then at that point. Then she's walking in the crap. One notable Catholic Community Services employee did lose their job in the spring, Diego Pena Lopez. Documents shared with the New Republic by an anonymous source reveal that a laundry company hired by Catholic Community Services, who ran the Casas Alita immigrant shelter, have been overcharging the federally funded charity by at least $200,000. Casas Alitas, rapid expansion from an all-volunteer group to a multi-million dollar operation. That's with all of our money. $100 million by Pima County for the whole process so far. Not all of it going to Catholic Community Service, but a huge chunk. Pena Lopez had a meteoric rise from intern to executive director. Think about that. With the money flowing, he went from intern to executive director. This is like the guy in the mailroom that Elaine promoted to writing for the Peterman catalog. That's basically a little bit of a comparison here. Pena Lopez's meteoric rise from intern executive director and now a apparent corruption scandal is in some ways exceptional. American ARPA 2021, I allocated $110 million to FEMA for emergency food and shelter for immigrants encountered by Homeland. The Inspector General's Office of DHS audited. First of all, I was in shock that the Biden administration was even caring where your money went. So I'm not saying this is great for them, but it's better. It's more than I expected. Audited local recipients of the funds of California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and concluded, per the title of its 2023 report, you're going to love this. It's called FEMA Should Increase Oversight to Misuse, Prevent right. Misuse of Humanitarian Relief Funds. Even Costanza's Human Fund oversees some of this money. Now, I also want to remind you, Joanne has educated us that if you remember last year, the state of Arizona sent those nice ladies to the Board of Supes meeting to tell them that they've been dinged for not monitoring subrecipients already.
Yes.
That's before this,
yes.
I believe.
Good point.
All right.
Just to bring it to a bigger picture, sure.
Yes, sir. Sample testing, back to the New Republic piece, had found that 58% of the she didn't say how big the sample is, so I don't know, but it says sample testing had found that 58% of recipients, that the recipients claimed expenses, $7.4 million were missing supporting documentation.
Listen, you're being rude. You're fake news. You're fake news. Stop being rude.
Slow clap.
Right? So they, as part of this, not just in Pima County, so we know at least of the sample that Gabrielle did, $7.5 million that you paid out to these subrecipients that had no documentation. Let's get the Jan Lesher. Memo said that Catholic Community Service, which spent $14.5 million of federal money, had discovered that a vendor had provided services to the shelter was working without a contract. Elena Dwyer, or Dwyre, I like Dwyre, that's very fancy, the CEO of Catholic Community Services, was quoted in the memo saying that the vendor had overcharged the nonprofit. Upon further investigation, we learned that two employees had violated our conflict of interest and purchasing policies. Those employee relationships were quickly terminated, the contractor relationship was likewise discontinued, and the program partners were promptly notified of the issue. The memo from Ms. Lesher did not mention the names of the two employees or the name of the vendor or services provided. Now again, the idea that Jan couldn't tell you about the employees or even the service, the vendor or services provided.
I think it was described as janitorial services.
Right. Is disturbing.
Ironically, it was laundry services, which is very ironic, laundering.
I mean, I can't believe that Jan would write a more cloudy memo than Chuck Huckleberry. So you got that going for you. I'm going to give myself a time. In the ensuing weeks, a few news items about the matter in local press were equally vague because neither Lesher's office or Catholic Community Services offered additional details. I remember a line I said with the city council a long time ago. I remember what it had to do with Glassman when he was on the city. That's how long ago this was. Remember, there's a lot of these people that once the taxpayer dollars go into their checking account, right? Even if it goes into the county's checking account from your federal tax dollars, it's got that taxpayer stink off of it. So now they don't really care whether or not they tell you if they used it properly. And that's the attitude that's going on in this story. The Green Valley News, a scrappy little newspaper down in Green Valley, they covered that Viagra Punch Bowl thing that was huge. The Green Valley News interviewed Dwyer, who claimed that her organization, in the paper's words, quote, did not identify any person. This is, now we're going to do this. I'm going to give you this last line. Then we're going to go to break And as Pablo Harvey would say, I will tell you the rest of the story when we come back. The Green Valley News interviewed Dwyer, who claimed that the organization, quote, did not identify any personal relationship between the terminated employees and the vendor. Now, you got to remember this in your brain when we come back. Ms. Dwyer, Catholic Community Services CEO,
yeah,
said the quote, did not identify any personal relationship between the terminated employees and the vendor, unquote.
And again, CCS is in charge of Casalitas,
yes,
right? And CCS terminated, made the terminations.
Correct.
Yeah.
When we come back, the rest of the story.
And ironically,
it is ironically that Jailhouse Rocks is coming up, but we know how slippery all these cats are, right? They'll get away with it. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right, all right, all right. He's going to start doing McConaughey. He's so tired right now. Just driving my Lincoln, going to Casa Salidas. So I'm going to switch over to the Dan Shearer story real quick. I want to set this up a little bit more. All right, we're talking about a story in the New Republic by Gabrielle Schiavone about this problem with Pima County monitoring their failure to monitor subrecipients of your money. I know none of you are in shock. If you're awake, you're not in shock. If you're Tim Steller, you're clutching your pearls right now. Oh, I can't believe this happened. It's so expensive to do that kind of reporting. Ooh. Sorry. All right. Timmy's here. So the Green Valley News story about this Dwyer lady, again, she said that Catholic Community Services that did not identify any personal relationship between the terminated employees and the vendor that they had the problem with. Now, let's go to, I love this. We like to call them around the Pima County submarine with screen windows. That's Dr. Garcia, meaning useless. All right. Quote, you can imagine we have lots of contractors, and yes, we audit them, especially when it comes to federal funds. That's the whole function. There's a whole division in grants management team whose job it is to ensure compliance with federal regulations.
So what's hilarious is, yeah, Jan swore up and down during the budget crisis when they said, we've got 7 days left and it's going to be homelessness on steroids. She swore up and down. There was no interference, no cost to Pima County taxpayers, that this is all federal money. And now he's saying they got all these people on staff that monitor all this stuff.
Yes, sir.
So it's one or the other.
You know, again, when you have a media that's either in on it or disengaged or ignorant, as my boy Michael would say, ignorant. All right. This is what you get.
Well,
they get to make these stupid, outrageous statements.
And even if they're billing their time to the federal grant, they're on staff, and that means stuff that they would normally be doing, Pima County monitoring, is not getting done.
Correct. I always love that it's innovation in grants management. I just want to tell everyone, there is no innovation going on anywhere in Pima County. Zero. Let me do it again for myself. Thank you. That's how much, again. Yeah, Pima County and innovation, again, is like Wilt Chamberlain writing a book about abstinence, right? This doesn't jibe. Okay. Now, let's get back to the story by Gabrielle Schiavone. So now the scene switches to Amado, Arizona, 30 miles north of the Arizona-Mexico border. Now, you got to get into the whole thing here. Sits a sprawling residential ranch estate surrounded by rolling desert hills and jagged purple mountains. With its sage green front gates shut tight under a 15-foot tall log archway, the ranch house doesn't look like the sort of place where mass orders of laundry are washed or dry cleaned, yet this is the registered address of Amato Laundry Service. It's getting better. It's getting better. For nearly a year until this past January, the companies submitted 37 laundry invoices to Catholic Community Services and Casa Salitas, which is located 40 miles away in Tucson, for tens of thousands of pounds of towels, blankets, comforters, and other laundry. The bill came to $411,000. An analysis of rates of several comparable laundry, this is where it gets fun, laundry operators in Tucson revealed that Amato was grossly overcharging Catholic Community Service by as much as, I'm going to do a pre 300%. Amato charged between $3.10 to 4.5 cents a pound, where competitors charge as little as $1.15 or as no more than $2.80. What's more, Catholic Community Services, this is Chris talking now, with all of your taxpayer dollars, dear friends, may have overpaid Amato. Photocopies of checks written to the company are up to $438,940. So they overcharged 300%, and they sent invoices of $411,000. But Pima County's buddies at Catholic Community Services, $438,000 they paid out. But wait, there's more. According to the records of the Arizona Corporation Commission, again, Tim Steller, I know it's so hard to do that work. Oh, I got to get on a website. Oh, Patty's got to make me another matcha. Oh, I can't do it. Patty's his wife. Not our Patty. Amato Laundry wasn't even in this. This is so good. Amato Laundry wasn't even created until May 23rd, 2023. Excuse me. Several weeks after it began submitting invoices on March 31st. So Regina Kelly and Grants and Innovation was getting it. I'm sure she looked at it real hard. Right. But let's just call it the county. Maybe it's not Regina. Okay. But eventually, remember, Dr. Garcia said in the Green Valley News story that they're so good at going through that. Okay. Now, so the county's getting invoices from a company. That's right, my friends, according to the reporting here, didn't actually exist. Okay. But wait, there's more. Now, let's get back to Jan Lesher. Pima County Administrator. I apologize, Jan. The lady who's the head Dwyer of Catholic Community Services. Quote, did not identify any personal relationship between the terminated employees and the vendor. Okay? The Amato Laundry, again, overcharging the taxpayers 300% on laundry, is registered. The owner is Irene A.G. Pena. She is the mother of Pena Lopez, the Catholic Community Services Executive Director at the time. And of course, he's one of the employees whose relationship with CCS was, in Dwyer words, quote, quickly terminated. The other was his immediate supervisor, Teresa Cavendish. Teresa's worked for the diocese and Catholic Community Service forever. Ever. A March report submitted to the Federal Audit Clearinghouse by Keegan Linskit and Associates, a Tucson-based accounting firm that had prepared CCS tax returns in recent years, cites a significant deficiency in CCS's hiring of an unnamed vendor. According to the report, CCS did not utilize a formal procurement method in selecting the vendor, apparently due to Oh, they did the Chuck Huckleberry on Worldview, an immediate need to obtain the services and an oversight to subsequently conduct a formal procurement method.
And declare an emergency, like just like in all the city council agenda items, and declare an emergency.
Did they go through the campaign finance reports and found that no laundry person had donated to a Grijalva or Rex Scott? Is that what happened?
Singer.
All right. The firm recommended that all staff receive periodic training to ensure they comply with procurement policies. The addendum to the report signed by the CFO of CCS, Jesus Fernandez, agreed with the findings and recommendations and planned as part of a corrective action plan to update the purchasing policies and better train in the future. Jan Lesher, the Pima County Administrator, did not respond to multiple requests for comments, but her... Oh, thank God. Mark Evans referred to the New Republic to the details of the, this is my words, vague May 17th memo, and noted that some questions will be provided to you in the public records request you filed on May 28th. That's how fast the county's moving on this one. That's 60 days ago. Actually, 70-something days ago. The records are still under review by the county attorney. And this is back to Mark Evans. And until the county attorney releases them, we're not going to comment about information that may be included in those records due to the risk they may have been redacted and not subject to release under the state's records law, which means they're going to redact the living hell out of that thing.
What happened?
Real quick, this insufficient oversight extends well beyond nonprofits at CCS. Goes back to the giant nonprofits like Southwest Key. Justice Department sued them in July, stating that staff at multiple facilities, mainly in Texas and Arizona, sexually abused migrants in their case, minors. DocGo and employees subcontractors in New York have allegedly mistreated, lied to migrants, provided them with fake work papers, wasted staggering amounts of food, and hired unlicensed security guards, according to the New York Times. Both organizations have been accused of financial improper.